The Planet Man. The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Danco, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Danco, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. As you recall, our friends from Earth, Billy, Jane, Pat Darrell, and the Planet Man of Planaria Rex, were captured by the almost legendary dusters of Venus and carried off to a city in a cavern deep beneath the surface of a dust-covered planet. There they were brought before the grim leader of the dusters. Planet Man made a vain effort to communicate with him. When this failed, they were returned to their prison.
Here we are, back where we started from. I don't know why they took us before their leader.
We just sat there. He hardly moved.
He kept staring at you and me. He gave me the creeps.
Well, he was much more interested in you two kids than he was in Pat or me.
I wish we didn't just have to sit here.
Look, I have a plan. If something doesn't happen by the time they return, we'll try to escape.
Escape? How?
Well, what can we do?
When we hear them coming, Pat and I will stand on either side of the door. You and Jane stay out in the middle of the room and make some kind of noises to draw their attention. When they come in, we'll drop these cloths they left over their heads, and in the confusion, we may be able to get out of the door.
Hey, that's a good idea.
It may work, but if we do get away, we've got to stick together. If one of us gets separated in the darkness of these tunnels, it will be almost impossible to find each other.
You couldn't get me away from the rest of you if you tried.
Hey, I just thought of something.
What?
If it's dark, how do they find their way around?
They must be able to see in the dark.
Like a cat?
After all, cats can find their way in the dark.
I don't think that's the answer.
Why not, Danco?
You look at their eyes?
Sure. When that guy took a look at me, I looked him right back in the eye.
They're like yours and mine, Billy, not like a cat's at all.
They sure know where they're going.
They must have some extra sense that we don't have.
Like a kind of built-in radar.
Something like that, Billy. Coming back. Pat, grab one of those claws.
Right.
Billy, Jane, you know what you're supposed to do? Get over in the corner. Don't overdo it. It may make them suspicious.
We better hurry. They're right outside the door.
Ready?
Ready.
Billy, Jane.
We're ready.
Billy, Jane, hurry, out the door.
I'm with you.
Pat, you all right?
I'm caught. Get away yourself.
I can't. They brought more with them this time.
Get the kids. Get away.
I think so.
I can still hear their footsteps running. Do you think they'll be all right?
I hope so.
Billy. Billy, where are you?
Right here, Jane. Where is Danco and Pat?
Didn't they follow us?
I would have heard their footsteps.
All I could hear were ours.
See, how when if they got caught?
I hope not. Oh, Billy, what are we going to do?
Go the way we're going.
I wonder where it leads.
We'll find out.
I guess the kids got away. They'd be back here now if they were caught.
Well, I'm worried about them, wandering around those tunnels in the dark all by themselves. I wish we could have gotten away, too.
Well, we had no way of knowing there would be so many dusters this time. It's not our fault.
Before, we were all together and I could watch out for them. Now there's nothing we can do but sit and wonder.
Oh, they're pretty smart kids. Look at the way they got out of that scrape with Marston.
They're smart, all right, but they're still only kids. I wonder where they are now.
Oh, we must have walked a mile. And I don't see any light.
Do you think we're in the passage that leads to the cave city?
I thought we were. And I'm not so sure.
Down here in the dark, you can't tell which way you're going. Oh, I wish we had a light or something.
Sure, I wish we had one too, but we haven't. We just have to get along in the dark.
Can't we rest a while? I'm getting awful tired.
I don't think we better, Jane. The dust is maybe right behind us.
What are we going to do?
Just keep on going, I guess. That's all we can do.
What's the matter, Billy?
Stand back. Oh, listen.
Billy! Billy, where are you? Oh. What's the matter?
What? Fell in a hole with them.
Are you all right?
I hurt my leg. Oh, I think maybe it's broken.
Is the hole very deep down? Can I get down?
Don't cry, Jane. You might get hurt, too.
What can I do? Shall I try and get help?
Just sit there for a minute and listen. Maybe if we're quiet, we can get some idea where we are.
Billy, if only there was something I could do.
For a moment, it appeared that Billy and Jane may have escaped from the dusters, except that in the darkness, Billy has fallen and possibly broken his leg. What will Billy decide to do? We'll be back in a moment. So, level up. When we left Billy and Jane, they were helpless in the dark tunnels of what seems to be the world of the Venusian dusters. Dantro and Pat failed to get away in the attempted escape. We find them now still captives of the dusties.
How long do you think it's been, Pat, since the kids escaped?
It must be 2 hours. I wonder if they got away.
Perhaps they got into the cave city and hid there somewhere.
Maybe they've been captured.
No, if they'd been caught, I think the dusters would have brought them back here.
Maybe that's them coming now.
I don't think so, Pat. Their feet would sound differently on the rocks.
Maybe they're coming to take us to Billy and Jane.
Perhaps. We'll know in a minute. I guess we're going with them again. Maybe they are taking us to Billy and Jane.
Does your leg hurt very much, Billy?
Kind of numb now. If I don't move, it isn't too bad.
Maybe I ought to go for help, but I'm afraid if I leave you here in the dark, I won't be able to find my way back.
Don't worry about me. Why don't you go on by yourself? Maybe you can find your way out.
I'm not going to leave you, Billy.
Okay, okay. There isn't much sense in both of us sitting here in the dark.
At least we're together.
Yeah, you're right about that. I wonder what's happening to Dantro and Pat. And maybe they're looking for us.
I wish I could believe that, Billy, but I'm afraid they're right back in the cell. If they'd escaped with us, we'd have heard them. And I listened very carefully. No, Billy, I'm afraid it's just the two of us.
Are they taking us back to the city, Dantro?
I don't know, but I think we're heading in a different direction. The tunnel to the city slopes up, and this one seems to be descending.
You're right. I remember now it was uphill. So where do you think they're taking us?
I wish I knew. Maybe they've got Billy and Jane.
You think they caught them?
I hope so. It's better than having them wander around alone in these tunnels.
Jane, I hear something.
I heard it a moment ago.
You think it's the dusters?
It sounds different. Almost like a growl. You don't suppose it's some kind of an animal?
What kind of an animal would be down here in the darkness?
I don't know. Maybe it's some kind of a mole or something.
I hope whatever it is. Not as hungry as I am. The way I could eat a whole cow all by myself.
And I could drink a gallon of water.
That noise is coming closer. You can't see anything, can you?
No, I can hear it. I can't see it.
Boy, it's awful close.
Billy, I'm afraid.
Billy, I can get out of this cold.
Don't worry, Billy. I'll stay with you.
I know, but whatever it is, if it attacks us, I could at least put up a fight. Down here with my leg the way it is, I could only sit and wait. But you don't have to sit here, Jane. Why don't you run?
I won't run, Billy. I'm going to sit with you.
But, Jane, it's getting closer, and it sounds like danger.
Billy, what can it be?
Where are we going?
I'm sure they're not taking us to the cave city now. We should have reached there long ago. They're certainly in an awful hurry.
Maybe the rescue party from Venus is after them.
I'm afraid that's not the answer, Pat. Even if they knew what happened to us, I'm sure they could never find this place. It's been hidden here beneath the surface of Venus for hundreds of years.
Now they're pushing us even faster. There must be something up.
Pat, I think I hear something up ahead.
It sounds like Jane's voice.
Jane! Jane, can you hear me?
Help! Help! Somebody help!
That's Jane, all right. They must be in some kind of trouble. Come on!
Help!
It's me, Jane. Dantro, don't worry. We're coming.
Jane, Billy, are you all right?
Why? Oh, Dantro, run, run.
Jane, what's happening?
It's some kind of an animal. It's right here.
Yes, I can hear it.
Dantro,
Don't worry, Billy. I won't let it hurt you, whatever it is.
What are you going to do?
Well, if I can only find a rock, perhaps I can drive it off.
Wait.
What's the matter?
The Vespers are pushing by us. Do you think they're going to attack us?
Running away, I think.
It is. Listen, to its growls are getting fainter.
Oh, thank goodness we were in time. Where's Billy?
Right down here, Pat.
Well, what are you doing?
I'm just sitting here.
Well, come up.
I can't. I fell in this hole, and I think my leg is broken.
We'll get you out somehow.
For the moment, the four members of the League of Planets group are together. Why did the Dusters reunite them? What is their motive? We'll be back in a moment, but first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dan Cho, the Planet Man. The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Danzo, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Danzo, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. You will remember that Billy and Jane Darrow had just been saved from an unseen monster in the darkness of the hidden caves of the Venusian Dusty. Pat Darrow and Planet Man, who were guided to the kids by the Dusters, are hard put to understand this act by their captors.
I don't get it at all. First the Dusties take us prisoners, and now they save Billy and Jane. It just doesn't make sense.
I know how you feel, Pat. I wish I knew the answer.
It was funny, too, the way that things, whatever it was, ran away the minute they came.
Did you notice how cold and scary it got right then?
Gosh, you're right. Like something awful was going to happen. It's a strange feeling. Didn't you feel it, Danzo?
No, I didn't, Billy. Can you tell me something more? It may be important.
It felt like a cold, frightening wind. Only it wasn't a wind. It was inside, sort of.
And just before that, before I could hear you and Pat come, I knew you were coming.
Me too. But in all the excitement, I forgot that part.
Well, what's this all about, Danzo? Do you really think it's important?
It may be very important. In fact, it may explain a lot of things about the Dusters that have been so mysterious.
You really think so? Why?
Now, try to remember this, Billy. You too, Jane. Did you ever feel anything when the Dusters were around before?
You mean like happy or friendly or anything?
Exactly.
Well, yes, I think so. Billy, you remember when we were standing looking at their ruler and he kept staring at us? Didn't you feel sort of warm and friendly?
Good, all over. Sure, but I thought it was my imagination.
What was it, Danzo?
Well, it's only guessing, of course, but it may mean that the Dusters are telepathic.
Telepathic? You mean they're mind reading? It frightens me a little.
Oh, it's nothing to worry about. Kids, would you be willing to try an experiment?
You can count on us, Danzo. What do you want us to do?
Listen closely. Both of you think as hard as you can about the Dusters. Think about being their friends and about their coming here and getting it. Concentrate on it as hard as you can. Concentrate. Your friends. You like them. You want them to come for us. Friends. Come for us. Come for us. Come for us.
Danzo! Danzo, they're coming. I can hear them. They're coming.
What do we do now?
I can't see them, but from the sound, there must be 100 Dusties there.
Quiet, please, Silly Jane. Just relax and try to keep your mind blank. You sense anything? Any thoughts that seem different?
No. Nothing. Wait. Yes. Wait, it's almost like a voice inside my head. Only no words. More like pictures. Matilda telling us that we're their friends. They mean us no harm. They knew we were in trouble and came to get us in the dust buggy.
Well, ask them why they've never tried to contact anyone else, why they've kept their civilization hidden. But think it, don't say it.
I am. Gosh, this gets easier all the time. They say that no one but a duster has ever been able to sense their thoughts before. They consider the Venusians savages. Say, can you imagine that? And the Venusians thought the dusters were a legend.
They want us to come with them to see their leader again. Oh, Danto, this is so exciting.
I tell you, Dust, it's impossible. They've got to be here in the dust bus. Where could they go? How could they leave?
Shut up for a minute. Let me think. Any big town where they go, I saw them stop. I made sure of it before I rejoined the convoy. They couldn't have gotten the buggy started. It hasn't been moved or it'll leave tracks.
And they couldn't cross the desert without dust walkers. They just think...
There were no dust walkers, didn't I inspect it inch myself when I sabotaged it? Oh, someone must have come along and gotten them.
Well, perhaps the rescue party from Venusport speed it here, huh?
Oh, I sent them off in the wrong direction.
Yeah, but who? Out here? There's no one here. It's impossible.
Impossible or not, it happened and we must find them. Our orders were to see to it that the Earth people and Planet Man do not leave the desert alive. Those orders will be carried out. We must look for tracks.
There were some funny marks in the dust over that way, but not like anything I've ever seen.
Where, you stupid fool? You mean to tell me that you knew they were there and didn't say so? Come on.
Where are we going?
After them. That's why we're here. It's just hurry. Thanks to your stupidity, we've lost valuable time already.
Are we going to walk?
No, we'll take the flyer. But stay close to the ground and go slowly. If we lose these tracks, we'll never find Planet Man and the others. Oh, how am I wishing to catch up with them? If it were not for their meddling eye, Noki would be ruler of Venus. It was their interference that brought defeat to Marston. But it's not too late. No, it's not too late.
Noki and Baka, the two disciples of Marston who sabotaged Danto's dust buggy, are surprised not to find their would-be prisoners. Is it too late for Noki? Can he and Baka find our friends? We'll be back in a moment, so level up. As we return to the Venus Dust World, we find our friend Danto, Pat, and the kids Billy and James being entertained by their new friends, the Dusties, with whom Billy and Jane have learned to communicate by mental telepathy.
God, what a difference from the last time we were here. Look at the fuss they're making over us. They can really dance.
Well, I think it's amazing the way they keep in step without any music.
Well, they have music. You see those men over there? They're musicians. They sing different notes and everybody gets them.
Now they're all singing.
Billy, maybe if we try, we can amplify it so that Pat and Danto can hear
it. Yes, kids, try it.
Keep it up, kids. I think it's working.
That's incredible. Incredible. And you two are actually amplifying the Duster's thoughts so Pat and I can get them.
But I can't understand why the kids are telepathic and we aren't.
The leader explained it to you. It's got something to do with our being from Earth and being so young. You must have had it when you were younger, Pat, but you grew out of it before you learned how to use it.
Yes, I suspected that. But let's listen to the music for a moment.
Where could they be going? We've been following these strange trails for miles across the desert. There's nothing this way but thousands of miles of dust.
Be quiet and do as you're told. They can't be far off. We've been flying where they walk. Wherever they're headed, we'll find them and then I'll notify our friends. One atom bomb and it'll be over.
Wait. Up there ahead. The tracks disappear.
Right.
But how can they just disappear?
Stop talking and land the flyer.
Yes, Noki, I meant no harm. I just wondered...
You wondered too much. Remember, your life means nothing to me. I've tolerated you only because you know this desert, but don't push me too far. Now, let's look more closely at these disappearing tracks. There, you see? A tunnel into the ground. We're getting close.
Shall I notify our friends and have them send the ship to bomb this tunnel?
Not yet. We must be certain.
Surely you don't mean to go down into that hole.
Follow me.
I don't like it at all. It's dangerous going down into this tunnel in the dark.
What are you afraid of? You found Planet Man's ray gun. You know they're not armed.
But that still doesn't explain those tracks or why they lead down into the tunnel. Who knows what made them? I tell you, it's dangerous.
Enough. Why did they give me such a stupid coward? I would do better alone. Shine that light up ahead and move along. My ray gun is ready even for dusters. If I hear another word, I'll use it first on you.
Don't, Smokey. Point that the other way I'm going.
That's better. It can't be very far. We've walked a long way into this tunnel already.
We must be hundreds of feet down.
Soon the Planet Man and the Earth people will be eliminated, and Marston's defeat will be avenged. And the League will not dare accept Earth as a member. Hurry up, Bucca. We've work to do.
Billy asked him why the Dusters consider the Venusian savages. By the way, what's his name?
His name is Manu. He says it means mind leader.
Manu says that they have watched the Venusians for centuries, never been able to detect any signs of their thoughts. To them, thought projection is part of intelligent life.
But does he know the Venusians consider the Dusters a myth?
Manu suggests that Jane and I try to amplify his thoughts and yours so that you can communicate with each other directly. He sends your last question, and he will try to answer it.
Yes, we know that the Venusians doubt our existence. We have kept ourselves hidden from them deliberately, but we can learn nothing from them. My people are few, their wants are simple, and they are kept content to stay here in our cave city where they have everything they need.
Is this the only city on Venus where there are dusters?
Dantro! Dantro! One of the guards in the tunnel that leads to the city has just sent a message that some surface people have discovered the entrance to the city and they're on their way.
Can he tell who they are? It must be the rescue party from Venusport. Somehow they must have discovered where we were.
No, he doesn't know who they are. But I don't think it can be a rescue party, for he says they act like hunters. He fears they're our enemies.
Ask him if they're armed.
Yes, he says that they're carrying ray guns.
Anu, we must have arms or weapons of some sort.
We have no weapons of the kind you know, but have no fear. We are prepared in ways that will surprise you and your enemies.
What are these ways of preparation for oncoming danger of which Manu speaks? Can they match a material weapon like a ray gun? We'll be back in a moment, but first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dan Tro, the Planet Man. The Planet Man. The fascinating story of Danco, the Planet Man, the troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Danco, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. As you remember, Billy, Jane, Pat Darrow, and Planet Man were with the Dusters in their hidden cave city beneath the dust deserts of Venus when word reached them that their enemies were on their way. Manu, leader of the Dusters, assured them that he would deal with the intruders. With Billy and Jane amplifying Manu's thoughts, he and Danto are able to converse telepathically.
Do not be alarmed, Planet Man. Whoever these intruders are, we shall render them harmless in ways that only we understand.
But how do you know, Manu, these intruders are enemies?
While we cannot read the thoughts of Venusians, We can, however, sense their feelings. All creatures emanate radiations which betray their emotions. Even at a distance, I can sense that these men are bent on an evil errand, that they mean you harm. They're entering this building.
Here they come. Be careful, D'Angelo. They have ray guns.
How many of you move? Or I'll flash your attendant.
Who are you? What do you want?
You want to know who I am. My name is Noki. If you and your friends here hadn't interfered, Marston would have conquered the solar system, and I might be the ruler of Venus.
Ask them how they got here.
Don't interrupt me. What's the difference how they got here? We have them, and that's all that matters.
But these are dusters, and they're cities. Look at it. Perhaps they have men hidden with weapons.
Oh, I told you to be silent. You speak of weapons. What weapons could these beasts have to stand against our ray guns? Look at them. They're little better than animals. Don't concern yourself with matters you don't understand.
What do you intend to do?
Intend? You speak of intend. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to finish what Marston could not. Eliminate you and your friends. Fucker. Are you ready?
I still don't like it. They're too calm. They must have some trick up their sleeves. How could they be so calm in the face of our guns?
This is not the time for discussion. You take care of the children. I'll personally attend to Planet Man and the girl. Now, Planet Man. Baka, your ray gun is locked.
Noki. Noki, something's wrong with my ray gun. I can't pull the trigger.
Noki, your hand is frozen. Frozen. Mine, too. But my atom sword will do as well. What is this? Some trick. I can't move my hand. Noki, you are paralyzed.
I can't move at all.
It'll do you no good to try. You might as well stop. You'll not be able to move until we're ready to let you move.
I told you, Noki. I told you they were too calm.
Be quiet, you fool. What have you done to us, Planet Man? What trick have you played?
This is no trick, Noki. You made just one mistake. You thought the dusters were stupid animals. They're far from that. It's their power of thought that holds you in its grip.
I might have known you'd hide behind someone else. The great Planet Man, using the black magic of a tribal beast. Are you afraid to stand alone?
Don't listen to him, D'Angelo. He's trying to get you angry.
Sure, now he's complaining. A few minutes ago, when he saw his ray gun gave him the upper hand, he sang a different song.
Tricks will do you no good, Noki. You're caught and you know it. Why not tell us who your fellow traitors are?
If I tell you, will you let me fight?
After they've been captured, as far as I'm concerned, you may do as you please.
Well, then, first have your friends release me from this magic that holds me motionless.
Tell Manu to let him go, Billy.
You're not going to trust him, D'Angelo. I'm sure he's planning to pull something.
I'm not afraid of him, Billy.
Okay, you're the boy.
Be careful.
Okay, you are free.
Now, Noki, you're free to move.
Look out, D'Angelo. I knew you couldn't trust him. Where'd you go? Manu, paralyze him again.
No, Billy, no. I want to teach this traitor a lesson once and for all.
Be careful.
Let me up.
Have you had enough, Noki? Now talk. Tell me who put you up to this.
You can't make me talk. Kill me if you like, but my lips are stained.
You, what's your name? Speak up before it.
My name is Baka. Tonight I didn't want to come, but he made me.
That's no excuse.
Listen, I told you he made me come. He would have killed me if I refused.
How'd you meet him?
I was sent to him.
By whom?
Someone at Venus Court.
Did you know who it was?
Just a messenger who told me to meet Noki at the field. He said he was from the Minister of Security.
What? The Minister of Security? Is it possible that he's the leader of these traitors? You, Noki, is this true?
I'll tell you, but it'll do you no good now to know. Yes, our leader is the Security Minister. But by the time you get back to Venusport, if you do, the knowledge will do you no good.
What do you mean by that?
Simply that in 24 hours, Venusport will no longer exist. Will be destroyed, and with it, the government of Venus.
How do you know this?
The signal for our men to move is to be my message that you and the Earth people have been eliminated. But the deadline for that message is tomorrow at sunset. If they don't hear from me by then, they'll act.
We must contact Venusport at once. Billy, ask Manu if they have a communicator.
Manu says there's no communicator, for they don't need one since they can communicate to their people by thought alone.
Baka, how'd you get here?
We came on a jeep.
Where is it?
at the entrance to the tunnel.
Come. You must go to it immediately.
Save me time. It won't do you no good.
What do you mean?
I set a time bomb before I left. By now it has been blown to ashes. I knew that if we didn't return to it by now, we would never return.
We must get to Venusport somehow.
But don't think he'll give you guys.
Very well, then we'll leave at once.
But it'll take us days to cross the dust desert to Venusport.
I'm hoping that the rescue parties will be searching for us and that one of them will spot us on land. We must take the chance.
Can our friends save Venusport and the government of Venus from a treacherous plot of Mars and conspirators? Will Danto's hope of a rescue party showing up come true? We'll be back in a moment. So, level up. When we left Danto and his Earth friends, they had departed from the city of Venusian Dusters and were trudging over the dust in the hope of being picked up by a rescue crew. They had to warn the government of Venus of Noki's plot to destroy Venusport.
Oh, after spending an hour on these dust walkers, I'll almost settle for being tied up and carried again.
Well, you can appreciate the kind of feet the dusters have. Look how easy it is for them to walk.
It's amazing the way their feet are built. It's almost like an umbrella. They open them and close them and web in between their toes like a duck.
Do you really think there's a chance that the rescue party will see us?
I hope so. Even though our friend Noki and his cohort send them on a false trail, by now they know it. You and Billy and Jane are much too important to leave wandering around in the desert.
I can't wait till we get to Venusport and tell them about the dusters.
Well, I'm glad some of them are coming back with us. I'm afraid the Venusians would never believe what happened otherwise.
Wait till we see a few of the things the dusters can do. They'll believe anything.
But how will they communicate with each other? The dusters can't speak, and the Venusians aren't telepathic like Billy and me. We don't want to stay here for the rest of our lives.
Well, that will be their first joint project. All you and Billy have to do is help them to understand each other's problems. I'm sure that working together, they can devise some way of communicating.
I think I hear the sound of death.
You're right, Pat. Probably the search party we've been hoping for.
I can see them now coming over that dune. Hey, here we are, over here.
Wait. Billy, I wish you hadn't done that.
Why? What's wrong? Why, I'm sure they see it.
But I'm not absolutely certain that they're our friends. Noki's gang is looking for us, too.
Gosh, I forgot. Oh, maybe they didn't see me.
Well, I'm afraid they did, Billy. I hope they're the right ones.
Well, we'll soon find out. Here they come.
What happened? The dark has come down. Now, this is
hovering
there.
Well, they're just looking us over.
It's like they're going away, see?
No, they're spreading out. I'm afraid it's not the search party we expected.
And they're coming down all around us.
They're surrounding us. Billy, you better tell the dusters we're in for trouble.
They know it already, Danto. They seem not to worry. They think they can protect us.
I should be used to it by now. But I still can't believe that the dusters can build a force screen strong enough to withstand the ray gun with nothing but the power of their minds.
Screen on. Screen on.
It's hard to believe, all right, Pat. Shows how much we have to learn.
It may not be as good as you think, Danto. The dusters say that they can't hold the screen long. Their energy is limited, and there are so many guns firing at us.
Yes, I was afraid of that.
I only wish the rescue party would come.
Maybe your wish is granted before you finish the thing. Look over there.
That's what I call perfect timing. You're right, Pat. Those jets are ours. I know by the insignia on the wings.
Boy, look at them. There must be 20 of them. These guys won't last long against that, Mom.
Let's keep down just to be safe, Billy, and tell the dusters not to drop the screen yet.
Okay, they'll hold it for a while longer. So good thing that rescue party came when they did.
Well, why don't they surrender? That rescue party has them outnumbered 4-1. They haven't a chance.
Like all fanatics, Pat, they're a little mad. The only way to stop them is to burn them down.
Only few of them left, but none of them are surrendering.
I'm happy we can take prisoners back to Venusport with us to prove to the president the danger he's in. I guess you can tell the dusters to drop the screen now. It looks like the battle's over. Let's get to Venusport.
On to Venusport with the Venus Jet Rescue Force. Is Danto sure of what he wants to prove to the Venusian president about the Minister of Security? Has Baca just misled Danto? We'll be back in a moment. But first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Danto, the Planet Man.